Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. This week, we again consider words in Luke chapter 2, this time verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. For all intents and purposes, the entire night was underwhelming. A poor husband and wife returned to the town of their ancestors to be counted for a census. There was no room for them in the town to stay, so they stayed in a stable with animals and everything that comes with animal housing. While they were there, the poor mother gave birth. With nowhere else to put her newborn son, she lay him in a manger, a place where cattle eat. Yes, the events of the evening were underwhelming. Even that might be an understatement. And yet, here we are, 2,000 plus years later, celebrating the events of that night. Who in the world would ever come up with such a cockamamie story about the salvation of the world? Well, no one in the world would. The story is literally out of this world. This story doesn't come from the mind or the pen of a human being. This story is told by the master of the universe, God himself. God, in his infinite wisdom, knew what we needed for the cure of sin. He knew that his anger needed to be appeased by a human being. After all, it was human beings who misused their free will to rebel against him. And God, in undeserved and immeasurable love, provided the salvation for those very rebels. It was a plan that no man could ever devise, which makes it so perfect. When Mary laid her son in that manger, he was a stranger to everyone except those who looked with eyes of faith. When we lay the Christ child in the manger by telling the story again, we pray that our young ones look to him with eyes of faith. This Christmas and always, we pray that the Holy Spirit create and strengthen the faith of others, that they may always look with the eyes of faith to the manger and say, "There is the Savior for me." Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. There he lay, the undefiled, to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? Ask the saved of all the race who have found his favor. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.